Ralph Reed from Faith and Family Coalition spoke about religion and freedom, but also encouraged the Tea Party activists.
When people were writing the premature obituary of conservative values and principles, there was one group of people who stood up in season and out of season and stood in the gap and lifted high a banner of bold colors and not pale pastels, and it was the Tea Party movement.
American exceptionalism is a concept that is often used to mean that the United States is superior to other nations. But Florida's junior U.S. Senator, Republican Marco Rubio, tied his version of American exceptionalism to the excellence of hardworking Americans and to the inefficiency and costliness of the government.
Our government spends money it does not have, and not a little bit more. It spends a lot more. It borrows $4 billion a day just to keep the lights on in the federal government. The alarming part of it is that a significant portion of this money that we borrow is used to pay interest on the debt. Interest of which a significant portion goes directly to China. If you watch some of the things that China's building up, it's your interest, it's your tax dollars.
The rally was advertised as a nonpartisan event, but voter registration stands had the GOP logo, and the Republican Party had its own stand to recruit volunteers. Republicans were also mentioned in many of the speeches. Who were the majority of attendees?
Republican.
Republican.
Libertarian.
Republican.
I am Republican, but I'm American.
Conservative, without a doubt.
I'm independent.
There were also many interesting protest signs and interpretations at the rally in the parking lot of Tampa's professional football stadium.
Defend our republic. Fight liberal lies, progressive politicians, socialism, and communism.
Protect our borders. It means that we need to secure them so the Mexicans don't come across any dope runners.
What about legal immigrants?
Well, if they come in and do it illegally, then it's a different story. And I don't like the deal of bringing the kids across here and being born here and getting citizenship.
Somewhere in Kenya, a village is missing its idiot. President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, is a Marxist.
There's Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Osama bin Laden, Michael Moore. There's a rumor going around that they got Pinocchio noses from lying so much.
The Tea Party was promoted in 2009 by Fox News, calling for a national day of protest. Its corporately funded beginnings have shaped its agenda ever since. But many Tea Party protests still believe they truly are part of a grassroots effort.
There's no money funneling to us like the Soros. It's us who pay for everything. We're not funded by anybody. It's our own means that we're so adamant about getting back to grassroots that we will put everything on our own financially, on our backs.
This anti-tax day rally is not just about protesting taxes, but also a way of ushering in support for other conservative principles like free market economies, deregulation, pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-church issues. There were no counter-protesters except two lone voices of opposition. One was John Russell.
Yeah, Ralph, how much did they pay you today, the corporate sponsors? This is corporatism, baby! The lobbying groups! I'm a healthcare professional. I understand how to develop national healthcare policy. McCallop does not. McCallop would say that everyone should just pay out of their own pocket for healthcare.
Russell was filmed being cursed at by Tea Party attendees and shoved by a male and hit by a female. This was caught on tape by the other counter-protester, Charisse Tabone. The video she took also shows her being kicked and hit by the female, who she says was identified by the police as Lisa Carol Bamberger of St. Petersburg. We edited questionable language, but you can see the unedited video on our website, wmnf.org/news. Tabone also questions the idea that the Tea Party is nonviolent and inclusive.
I was attacked. I have a police report in hand. I was kicked in my leg. I was hit in my face. My husband was assaulted. All we were doing was standing here. I had a sign, and I was filming, and this woman started kicking and railing on me. We're just exercising our free speech because there's a lot of misinformation, there's a lot of propaganda that's being put out today with this teabag movement. They claim they're grassroots. They're not. They're sponsored by Koch brothers and Fox News, and they're a hate group, and we have the nerve to be out here to counteract them.
Tea Party-backed candidates beat moderate challengers in the 2010 midterm elections, helping Republicans take the U.S. House of Representatives and pick up seats in the Senate. Friday's rally suggests the movement has its sights set on 2012 and beyond. For WMNF News, reporting from Tampa, I'm Christopher Davis with Lenka Davis.